Well, hey friends, and welcome back to the Day After Church podcast here at Light Christian Center. I'm so glad I get to do another one of these. I'm Pastor Craig, and I'm so glad that you're joining me here today. Yesterday at our church, we wrapped up our four-part series, Your Story, written in His blood, but told by our words. And as we leant into this powerful journey of discovering that the blood of Jesus Christ combines with the word of our testimony, that works together to shape not only our faith, our confidence, our passion, our resilience, but also the lives of those around us. So let's do a quick four-week whistle-stop recap. Week one was entitled The Power of Your Past. And it taught us that nothing in our history is wasted when we surrender it to Jesus. In fact, when we surrender the parts of our story that we think are weak and pathetic, there's a revelation about power. In fact, the book of Revelation says, in verse 12 and verse 11, it says, "And they, you and me, have defeated him, Satan the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus' work, and by their testimony," or our witness to his work. You see, in Jesus' story, even the messy, painful parts of your past can become the very thing he uses to grow you, shape you, but more importantly, to encourage someone else. And we have to have no doubt about that process. And that's why week two was entitled, There Can Be No Doubt. And this week's message was about the confidence in the blood of Jesus. Our story alone is pretty shaky, but our story with Jesus isn't built on shaky ground. In fact, it's rooted in what he achieved at the cross. And when you're certain of who he is and what he's done, you become certain of who you are and what you can do. You can speak with clarity. You can live life with courage and passion when you understand it's his story being told by your life. And we have to understand what Jesus achieved to get that done. And that's what we did in week three. It was entitled The Undoing. Not what Jesus was necessarily doing, but what he was undoing in our lives. He undoes the lies. He undoes the shame. He undoes the blame. He undoes the condemnation. He gives us back our identity, our blessing, and our purpose. And in so doing, removes that shame and the power of sin. You see, our story, our testimony, isn't just about what God has done in the past. It's also about what he's undoing right now. He's undoing your thoughts of blame, shame, and condemnation. And he's setting you free so that your story can keep unfolding in his story of grace. And then finally, yesterday in week four, which was entitled The Understated, it was all about humility, the perspective that keeps our story from becoming all about us. We said it this way: when pride takes the pen, the story is ours. But when humility holds the pen, the story is his. And that's the key. Our lives point to Jesus, not ourselves. Adam and Eve remind us what happens when pride takes over. God had given them everything, but they chose to write their own story. And then we contrast that with Jesus, the Son of God, who did not consider equality with God something to cling to. I'm speaking from Philippians chapter 2, but humbled himself even to death on the cross. You see, humility keeps us in the right posture. It doesn't mean being silent. It doesn't mean being or thinking less of ourselves, but rather thinking of ourselves less. It means that when we share our testimony, we're not propping up our own achievements or lack thereof. We're not becoming, wow is me, and we're certainly not becoming, woe is me. But we are spotlighting God's mercy and his grace. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony aren't about us being the hero. They're about pointing to the real hero, Jesus Christ, by the way we live. So here's the challenge. As we leave this dear series, I want you to know that you tell your story. You tell it with confidence, but you tell it with humility in a way that points people to Jesus. Maybe your past feels too broken. Maybe your story feels too small. But remember, God doesn't waste anything. Your story matters because He wrote your story in His blood. And when you share it, heaven celebrates and hell trembles. Friends, thank you for walking with me through this series. As I always say, I don't like to preach to you, I like to preach with you. So let's go out together. Let's go out and live it out. Let's be people who defeat the enemy and the consequences of the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus' story, and the word of our testimony with our lives. Until next time, this has been another episode of Day After Church at Light Christian Center. Keep walking in His story.